This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now it is time for NFL True or False. What do we got today?
All right, we're going to have to go rapid fire. The Seahawks signed former 49er and Texans running back Carlos Hyde over the weekend for some more depth in their offensive backfield for 2020. True or false? The Seahawks will have a 1,000-yard rusher in 2020.
False. I think that'll be by committee. I don't think Hyde will be that 1,000-yard back. Maybe some of the other young guys come on as the year goes on next year. But I don't think they're going to have one guy all season that they ride. This is false.
He's got some bad news in the MLB.
Oh, no. What happened?
The Players Association is very disappointed with the MLB's economic proposal today.
Shocking.
Sources tell Ken Rosenthal, calling additional cuts proposed massive. League offered to share more playoff revenue, but on balance, those dollars are small compared to what players give up, the Players Association believes. If your sport doesn't have a season...
damn it!
False. I don't think Hyde's a 1,000-yard back anymore. I love Carlos Hyde. He's fun, shifty, but we don't know about Chris Carson, where he's at, yeah. And we don't know about Rashad Penny, if he's truly ready to take that step. And I sure as hell don't think Marshawn Lynch can get a 1,000, so I'll go dirt. I think this is collective effort, not one player gets a 1,000 yards.
I believe the same. I think if Carson is fully healthy and ready to start week one, he's got the best chance to do it, because I think he's a guy that Pete Carroll doesn't mind playing all three downs, but that's a big if at this point, so I think this will be false. The NFL is considering a change to the onside kick rule, allowing a 4th-and-15 play from the kicking team's own 25-yard line. True or false, this rule will be adopted for the 2020 season, and a team will convert such a play in week one of the regular season.
This is true. I think when they realize they're not going to be able to have the amount of fans at stadiums that they hope for right now, I think they're going to try to add little wrinkles, and this is a wrinkle that would be big in a lot of people's minds. I think they will, and I do think a team's going to do it. I think the Kansas City Chiefs, why would you not try this? If you're up big or you're trailing big, like, you got a Patrick Mahomes, you got any top quarterback, why would you not try this?
I think I read over the weekend that Andy Reid is against this, which made me do a double take. Like, wait, what? If there's any coaches in the NFL that should be for this, it's probably Pete Carroll and Andy Reid, because they stand to benefit from the most, because they're the two best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Nah, Pete Carroll would probably just hand the ball off.
He'd just hand the 4th-and-15. Let's run the ball. This is true, though. I think there's growing support for this. It would be exciting for fans. It's a unique change. The onside kick has become irrelevant to begin with. Imagine a conference title game. You're down by 2 touchdowns, and you got a Mahomes, and you're getting a 4th-and-15 to keep the ball. I'm all for it. This is true.
I think this will be approved. I think the initial reaction in media amongst fans was all positive. Mm-hmm. That will give owners and people cover that they won't get lambasted the way they did over the pass interference review rule last year. And I do. I think somebody will give it a crack. Week one's going to be a crapshoot anyway. Who knows how games will go? And I think somebody will convert one. All right. Dolphins owner Donald Ross going on the record saying the 2020 NFL season will be played as scheduled. The only question is if and when there will be fans in the stands. True or false? There will be fans in attendance of NFL games in some capacity at over half the stadiums hosting week one NFL games in 2020.
Oh, this is true.
This is true.
I'm rooting very hard against this. Look, you can't tell other people how to run their business, and when you're talking billions with a B, that's a lot of money. Is it really so hard for sports leagues to at least come together and say, hey, maybe for the benefit of the country, let's just hold off on having thousands upon thousands of fans sit right next to each other because we need to make a couple billion dollars, even though we make $15 billion a year? I really wish leagues would kind of sack up and step up and just announce this already, that they're not doing fans. But they won't. It's the NFL, and they do whatever they want. So this is sadly true.
Yeah, if you're only giving me half, this is true. In some capacity, yeah, whether it's 5,000, 10,000, 500, this will be true.
I think this is false. I don't know. I think there's still going to be a number of stadiums that when they get down to it, they won't be able to implement all the protocols that are going to need to be in place right off the bat. So they're going to want to play the games once or twice before they start letting fans in a number. There will be places like the Dolphins, I think, are going to do it. There'll be some pockets. But yeah, it's 16 venues, over 16 venues there in week one. I don't think so.
It all depends on what the landscape looks like, too. Yeah. I mean, if things flare up this summer, then it's out the window.
Finally, defensive end Aldon Smith has been granted conditional reinstatement to the NFL with the Dallas Cowboys after last playing a game in the league in 2015. True or false, Smith will have more than 8 sacks for the Cowboys in 2020.
Is it a coincidence that all these questionably troubled players who get another chance with the Cowboys somehow always get reinstated? Nice to have Roger Goodell in your back pocket if you're Jerry Jones.
Jared doesn't take risks.
8 sacks? I'm going to go false. That's a long... He's been out of the league for 4 years. I'm not saying he won't be a contributing member to your defense or even be not good, but 8 sacks, that's a bit much. I think he'll help. I don't know if he'll quite get to that number.
Yeah, that's way too long to be out of the NFL for me to trust you to get 9 sacks or 8 or more. I'm going to go false on this one.
Yeah, false. I think they'll find a way. They'll ease him in, probably use him in specific pass rushing situations. He might get to around 6 or 7, but more than 8's a big ask at this point.
Very large ask. There you go, NFL true or false every single Tuesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.